Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. When you understand that politicians place themselves first and the people they supposedly serve last, the events related to this week's Federal Open Market Committee meeting followed the expected script. The FOMC met Tuesday and Wednesday. Here's a dilemma they faced. First, JPMorgan Chase recently reported a $2 billion loss. If the FOMC announced a new quantitative easing program at this week's meeting, JPMorgan Chase would report higher quarterly losses. Second, the Eurozone crisis means the Federal Reserve must give away up to trillions of U.S. dollars for bailouts. This is accomplished by inflation of the U.S. money supply, which is a blatant way of describing quantitative easing. But if the FOMC came out with a new round of QE so soon after the Greek elections, that could panic investors. So, the FOMC is under pressure to expedite more QE, at the same time it is under pressure to delay doing so. Third, the FOMC's next two meetings are July 31 to August 1 and September 12 to 13. More QE could postpone a global market collapse until after the November U.S. elections, which is a high priority of American politicians. But a new QE program, delayed until September, could risk charges of influencing the elections. Therefore, the best time for the FOMC to announce a major round of quantitative easing would be August 1. To appear competent, the FOMC needs a rising stock market and falling gold and silver prices at the end of their meetings. For almost every FOMC meeting for the past decade, that is exactly what happened. Again, before the conclusion of this week's FOMC meeting, stock markets were propped up and gold and silver fell. Because of greater investor fears, it was politically necessary that precious metals prices fall further than usual. The results of this week's FOMC meeting were to continue low federal funds interest rates at least through the end of 2014, and a continuation of a program to extend Treasury debt maturities at least through the end of 2012. Instead of announcing a formal program of quantitative easing, the FOMC decided to extend an existing sneaky QE program. Falling prices sparked a surge of demand for physical gold and silver, but prices kept going down. By Thursday afternoon, gold had fallen more than $60 and silver almost $2 from Tuesday's closing prices. Knowing politicians, it is almost certain that the FOMC will announce a program of major inflation of the money supply on August 1. A major surge in gold and silver prices could follow soon thereafter. The time to take action is now. That's it for today. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.